Yeah, right now our current vaccination rate is about 46%. One of the really great numbers is, of course, at 65 and over, and that's about 83%. So, you know, we anticipate, we just creep up every day. You know, we've got folks coming in, whether it's for their booster, or we had some first timers today I even talked to, you know, decided they were going to go ahead and get vaccinated, which was a great thing. You know, that's what we want to do. Our job is to provide as many of those types of opportunities as we can.
And then as just far as the case statistics, the positivity rate, and that type of statistical data, what is that looking like now?
We're actually down. We're at 4.3%, which is good. We did have quite a month of positives. We've been testing a lot. We run 25 to 30 tests a day. That's just the Binex Now rapid antigen test. Folks can give us a holler. We do the test. You stay in your car. It works real slick. And so for us, that's a pretty busy time. I know that Genesis does offer the PCR test as well. But, yeah, we've seen those numbers start to go down. And we hope that we're on that. We'll stay on that trend, you know.
Now, you've received some grant funding for some of this effort too, is that right?
Correct. Yes, we do. Public health had offered up two different types of funding mechanisms. One was for contact tracing, and the other is for mass vaccination. And it looks like they're going to extend some of those dollars. They weren't a lot. And so, you know, we're looking at other funding mechanisms. I know the ARPA funding that the counties received definitely is very COVID specific, and we meet the criteria all over the place because we're the ones that mitigated it. And so, you know, I'm hoping we'll see some of that funding just because we know there's going to be a need as we move on into 2022.